Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, touch somebody tonight, God. Don't do it without him, God. Oh, Father.
Father, don't leave nobody out tonight. Touch and bless them, God. Oh, praise.
There is no praise like the sound of praise that comes from the full gospel Baptist Church Fellowship International Superfast Choir. We are in pursuit of his glory. Come on, full gospel. Let's go after it. Let's go after it.
Hallelujah.
I need you to get on your feet. It's about to go down. Come on, get on your feet.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Here we go, y'all. No matter what I have to do, I need
you more and more.
Come on. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do.
Thank you.
put your hands together if that's your prayer tonight. Yes, full gospel. We are chasing after it. We are in pursuit. David.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. We want God to get the glory. Come on. praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is awesome. God is awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's favorite program coming to your life tonight. Praise God. On Blog Talk, praise God. We are just so happy to be here and glad to see you. Praise God. Hallelujah. To know that you are here worshiping with us. Praise God. On this day, April 18, 2021, God has blessed us. Praise God. What an awesome God we serve. Praise God. He's magnificent and awesome in all his ways. And he has loved us with an everlasting love. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt. Praise God. In whatever area you hurt, maybe we may be able to say something to you to encourage you along the way. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus said he's willing to give you rest from everything that tries to easily beset you. Anything that comes in your life, Jesus is there to give you rest. Praise God. So we lean and depend upon his word. Praise God. For he is God, and there is none like him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love the Lord because he first loved us. Praise God. And he gave his life. Praise God for us. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, there is a loving God that was willing to lay down his life for our sins. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Awesome God that we serve. More than we can even ask or think. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad to see all of you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That we can bless the Lord together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, may we pray, please. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your awesome mercy and grace, God, that you have shown toward us, oh God, Father God. Lord God, you did it, God. You get all the glory, Lord. And Lord, as I come before these tonight, God, I lift up myself and them to you, God. Whatever you're doing in this season, God, don't do it without us, oh God. Father God, manifest yourself mightily. Oh God, move mightily, Lord. God, heal, deliver, and set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we bind every enemy on every hand, oh God, that comes in and try to steal, kill, and destroy, that he be cast out, oh God, into outer darkness, oh God, never to return back to hunt us again, God, because, God, we are in you and you're in us. We are going forth in you, Lord God. Father, I lift up everyone, God, as they come on tonight. Bless them, oh God. Bless their going in, their coming out, their uprising, their sitting down, God. Bless God. Father God, and Lord, if they are in need of anything, God, Lord, I know that you will do it because you are not short of your word, God. You said you, oh God, you will supply every need, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for being our supplier, God. Oh, a great and a mighty supplier. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your word, God, is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, oh, God. Oh, God, your word leads us and guides us into all truth, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, your word is you, God. And, Lord, we don't ever, ever want to be without your word, God. Hallelujah, Father God. You told us to study to show ourselves approved. God, let the word, God, wash your people, oh, God. Oh, God, daily, oh, God. That they'll partake of it, oh God. So we'll have plenty to go and give out to others, oh God. Oh, our cup will be running over, God. Oh God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, you're not short of it, God. Oh God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. We do come into your courts with thanksgiving and with praise, God. You are mighty God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh God, so whatever, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, God, don't do it without us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise God. Don't do it. Lord God, thank you. My Lord. Oh God. Do it without me. Don't do it without me.
Come on, say it like you mean.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me.
Whatever God is getting ready to do it tonight, God, I just pray that he pour it out. Hallelujah. But don't leave. Don't give it all to the people on the program. Just give us all a little bit, God. Thank you. thank you. It's not time now for prayer. If anybody have a prayer request, please press 1. We just sung the song, Don't Do It Without Me. So if you have a prayer request, let us know the prayer before we go into the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. I see one hand up. Praise God. Go ahead.
Praise God.
Go ahead.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Sister June. Okay, I'd like for a prayer. A couple of families, about 3 families, they just lost their beloved, you know, the last 3 days. And so, and one is a young woman who stays next door to me. She's very kind to me. And she had 2 members of her family, including her brother. And another man, her mother's very distraught at this time and weary. So you know how it is when you lose a loved one. All of us have experienced that. And then there are 2 other families that I'm good friends with them. A classmate, she went home to be with the Lord. Her name is Lillian, and she also would come on the prayer line when I'd bring her on. So the great loss, you know, I've known her, we've been in school since she was first grade, we were. And then another friend y'all know about, Shirley. Shirley's husband went on to be with the Lord, Shirley Bowman. And I'm sure there are others, but let's pray for the families who's lost a loved one. And especially, I want us to pray for Tasha. Her 2 daughters woke up ill this morning, and they both have about 101 temp. And so, that's her daughter down there, and, well, you know, Tasha, she comes on the prayer line. So she called me and said, y'all pray for my daughters. One is 24 and the other is 13, I think. And so pray for them. Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian.
Thank
that's
you.
4 families.
All right. Thank you, Evangelist June. Thank you so much. Praise God. If there are anyone else before we go on, praise God. Hallelujah. I do lift up Tasha, her daughter. That's a healing word. So over them, I pray that it's not so. They praise God. I pray that they can heal by the power of the Holy Ghost. I apply the blood. Also, the 3 families, praise God. I lift them up to you, God. Everyone that's mourning, Lord, because I went through with a family. I had here at my home, they was all over the city, but that is in the morning, the sister, before she left, she kept crying. I can't talk to my brother anymore, and I'm the only one left. So we have people that are hurting in different ways. And also Sister Shirley Bowman and the loss of her husband, praise God. We love her dearly. We don't know when service has been already or what, but we do lift her up. Yes, ma'am. Come on. Is that Sister Shirley Bowman? 95.
Hello.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
How are you all? I just thank you all for lifting me up in prayer, me and my family, because we truly need it. Because, God is good, but I just thank God for what he did and how he did it. And I just give God the praises and the honor and the glory. And I want to just tell you all, I love you all, and nothing y'all could do but love me back. Amen.
Amen. So glad to hear from you. God is strengthening you and blessing you. Praise God. We are so glad to hear you. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Has the service been already, Sister Bowman?
No, ma'am. We are planning this for next Saturday at 1:00. And we're going to be getting the churches. We're going to send them out to you all on messages and let y'all know where they're going to be at.
Okay,
y'all should know something about Wednesday, what I'm going to do, and I'll let everybody know.
Okay, sweetheart. God bless you. We praying with you.
Love you all. Thank you all.
Okay. Praise God. God has truly strengthened her. I tell you, I can just feel the strength coming through her. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what God do. Hallelujah. When you're in him and he's in you, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory be to God. Well, we're just so glad again to have all of you on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to share a message. Is that Sister Gwen on right there? Is that you, Sister Gwen?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Good evening. Yes, ma'am. Good evening. I'm listening in. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you want to share a song with us?
Oh, okay. All right. Jesus build a fence all around us every day. Jesus, I want you to, as we travel on our way, we know you will, yes, Lord, we know you can, yes, Lord, fight our battles, yes, you will. God be a fence all around us every day. Jesus, build a fence all around us every day. Jesus, we want you to protect us as we travel on our way. We know you can, yes, Lord. We know you will, yes, Lord. Fight our battles, yes, you will. God be a fence all around us every day. Amen, amen. And it's so good to hear Minister Shirley Bowman sounding so strong. And I also want her to know personally, I've been praying for her too. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, thank you. Praise God. Well, I want to go straight on into the word, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know whether I'll finish it or not, but I want to talk about healing. Healing, praise God. Hallelujah. There is so much going on, praise God, right now. The devil is trying to block God's people, and we need healing in every area of our lives. We see so much happening, praise God. We see so much of unrest. We see some hurting people, hurting in so many ways. But only those that are in Christ will last. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love it. He said, only those that are in Christ shall last. So I'm going to share some scriptures with you tonight and try to expound on some things tonight to you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. On healing, because we need healing in our country. We need healing in our homes. We need healing in our children. We have 9 people on the water, capsized in a boat right now. Families are hurting. We have people steady dying from COVID. It's just turmoil right now. Praise God. Some people are saying, is it going to get better? We don't know. From what the word say, no, it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. But with God's people, it won't get worse. It will sound like Sister Shirley, excited in Christ, because we know in whom we believe in. Praise God. Psalms 139:14 said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. If we continue in Christ and praise him as we go through, praise God. Praising God as we go through. Praise God. It's the answer. God has given us the answer. Are we going to take it and we're going to hold on to it and believe God for it and trust God for it? Praise God. It said if David had even a fraction of the knowledge about the human body as we, he would really have been awed. The cell, simplest form of life, is more complicated than the most complicated man-made thing. The average number of living cells in a human adult is 60,000 billion. Each of these is sometimes called DNA, that has the generic blueprint of the entire body, yet is also highly specialized to do its own purpose. Every part of our body, God has specialized it to function in its own order. Praise God. That's what I'm trying to praise God. In its own way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Each of the 10 billion brain cells is more complicated than the telephone system in a huge metropolis. The heart is the size of a man's fist, yet daily pumps 2,000 gallons of blood through 60,000 miles of blood vessels, not only distributing food, but at the same time gathering waste. The eye is the most camera ever made. The hand is the most versatile instrument on the earth. On today's market, to instruct even the semblance of the body would cost the excess of $600 billion. I'm talking about this body that was so fearfully and wonderfully made, even though it has a lot going on in it. If God designed and created such a marvelous house for the soul to dwell with the Holy Spirit, it is doing its stay on this earth. It stands to reason he is interested in its function properly and being carefully taken care of. God is taking care of you. That's what I'm trying to say. God is taking care of you. I don't care what it looks like, what it seems like out here. God is taking care of you. Believe me. It may seem hard. It may look crazy. It may look ugly. It might look dangerous. People may be talking about, oh, they put the neck on the head. They got so many people gotten killed. God is still in control. No matter who be the president, God is still in control. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? We are workers together with him. So we do our part to maintain the body properly. We will fulfill his part. Bishop Paul S. Martin sung the song, You Pray for Me, and I'll Pray for You. And watch God change things. You pray for me, and I'll pray for you. We ought to be praying for one another. Praise God. He told us, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, he'll heal the land. God is not short of his word. Praise God. So we ought to be praying for one another. What is the way for God to step in and heal us? To love one another, love him first, and love them whom you see each day. Praise God. See, God has laid a map here for us to go by. Pray for me and I pray for you. Love me. Love me. All he asks us to do is love. Fulfill the purpose that he has for you. Praise God. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and being helped, even as thy soul prospers. Exodus 15 and 26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Did you hear what I said? Hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. And will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment. Are we giving ear to his commandment? And to keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon you. Come on, somebody. Listen what the word said, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Praise God, Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Therefore, the first step toward healing, praise God, our children in trouble, our husband, our wife, what we need to do is maintaining of good health, good homes. Praise God, to keep our homes intact. That means to search out oneself and see if his commandments have been obeyed, and if time and effect have been put on the prospering of the soul. Bible reading, prayer, praising, and so forth. If the word says that we are to do these things, then we ought to be doing them. Then we shall have health to our navel and marrow to the bone. That's Proverbs 3, 1 through 8. Praise God. Psalms 34 and 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. And I do love this scripture. I stand up on it all the time. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. It is for his honor and pleasure that he answers specific prayers of faith and that his children be well victorious. God wants us to be victorious in everything. Say, I have the victory over the enemy, praise God. Hallelujah. And no, nothing shall be able to conquer me. I have the victory. God will give you the victory. But if you are not obeying his word, like he says, hallelujah, you give the enemy a stepping stone to slide on in there and do his little pinching in you, because he can't have you, because your soul belongs to the Lord. Spirit belongs to the Lord, because, look, you must see that you are in him and he's in you. So he can only attack your flesh. Glory to God. Poor devil. Poor devil. You have all these things that afflicts you, praise God. But it can only attack the flesh. That's why he makes you hurt the hardest, because you can feel that. You can feel that flesh being hurt. It hurts so bad. Your heart is broken. He's trying to steal your mind, because he don't want your mind to focus upon him. He wants you to focus upon what is hurting you, and that is the enemy, praise God. You know, I visited this funeral on Friday, and it was an all-day thing. I was so tired all day. But at the funeral, there was a mother's son that was brought from one of the prisons in his prison uniform, chained. My heart went out to that mother. She grabbed him, and she kissed him, and she kissed him like it was her husband. Praise God. She was glad because, see, lots of mothers have not seen their son since the COVID. praise God. So a lot of mothers are missing their sons, praise God, hallelujah. And she kissed him. And I said, oh, if his grandfather could see him. He has come to see his grandfather for the last time. But you see, the enemy, that old devil, if they can say, he wants to tempt so hard to cause your children to continue to go behind bars, to continue to get in trouble, to continue to be defeated. But it's not over. They still have life. They still have time to call upon the Lord and say, forgive me of my sins. Praise God. God has a purpose and a reason for everything under the sun, praise God. And I find that as long as prisoners stay behind bars, the more they grow in God. They grow up from that little childhood stage and rebellious stage, and they grow to the admonition of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at another scripture. Psalms 103, 2 and 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acts 10 and 38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. As I said earlier, when these things come, it's to the devil wants to oppress you. It's not God. God don't want to put these things up on you. It's the devil coming to oppress you. That's what the word said. Praise God. But you can say, I shake that off. I will not be oppressed. I will not be depressed. Because I know in whom I believe in. I know who is living on the inside of me. I know who is carrying me. I know who is waking me up. I know who is feeding me. Praise God. You have to get a knowing with the Lord when things are coming up on you, when the devil is trying to devour you. No, just start standing up in the middle of the floor. Lord, I know what you, who you are to me. I know, oh God, that you took the raven and fed God. God, oh God, you are mighty God. You are an awesome God. Praise God. There's no God like you. Praise God. Sometimes I know almost every day, all day, I just go around saying, God, there is no God like you. And there isn't. There is no other God like our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are 729 verses in the New Testament that have something to do with healing in them. Jesus healed while he was on this earth, and he is doing the same that he did yesterday. He's doing it today and forever. There were healing in the Old Testament as well. Therefore, would God do for his people who live during the period of the writing of the Old? What will he do for us, those that are living now? God is still God. Praise God. Christ's death brought both salvation and healing for all. But only those who claim salvation and act upon it are saved. You can say the sinner's prayer, but if you don't act upon it and believe it in your heart, it is not going no place. Just saying and quoting it, it will not do any good. In the book of Romans 10 and 9, it said you got to believe in your heart. So when you call upon the Lord for anything, for any healing, you got to believe that God is going to do these things. God, hallelujah. Some people say, well, I told the Lord about it, and I done prayed about it, and I done prayed about it, and I didn't, because you did not believe God was going to do it. He'll do anything It's his good pleasure. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 5:28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith, do you believe and do you have the faith that God can do anything but fail? Do you believe and do you have the faith? Praise God. Those who teach, it is not God's will to heal. Now that sickness bring glory to him, still go to physicians, take medicine and do everything possible trying to become well. It is God's will. Just say, it's God's will to heal me. Yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll go to the physician. But God is first. God, I'm going to put my God first before I get there if I'm en route to the doctor. I say, Lord, you guide the doctors, God. You, I'm in your hands, Lord. I'm in your hands. I believe you, God. Just talk to your God and throw yourself at the mercy seat of God. See what God will do. Matthew 8:2. There came a leper saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. I would be thou clean. I don't care what state you in. I don't care what state you in. Can call upon the Lord and believe him for anything and watch God do it. Hallelujah. That's what Paul said, and watch God do it. James 5:14-16, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults and sins one to another, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. God alone forgives sin, but confession of faults to others are humbling. Sometimes we don't want to humble ourselves to one another. Why? There are certain reasons why we don't. First place, we don't trust them. And you cannot trust anybody. You have to find your good prayer warrior that you can put your faith in to trust. Everybody's not an intercessor. Everybody's not a prayer warrior. Everybody don't believe. Everybody don't believe. Everybody don't have the faith. Everybody don't have the faith. They are praying, but they don't have the faith. My God. God alone forgives sin, but confession of faults is made by humbling. Humble yourself. Don't let the pride get in the way. Don't let the devil get there and tell you things that stop you from humbling yourself and loving someone else to walk with you and to pray with you. James 4:10 said, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. God will pick you up every time. Praise God. Hey, praise God. Hallelujah. The sick person calling for prayer shows his faith. The anointing with oil, not typifying the use of medicine, as some teach, is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, and is an act of obedience on the part of the ones praying. The prayer of faith and God's part is to raise him up. Praise God. It's God's part. If we go in, we have the faith, we believe God's going to do it, just have the faith and let God do his perfect work. Praise God. Sometimes the raising up is instant. And then again, it's long-term, but it will come. Praise God. Mark 11:24, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you shall have them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ask in faith, believing. Trust God that he's going to do. Praise God. It might be a long time coming, but it's coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. A belief that keeps us from being, you know, we can say we have the faith, but we'll go on and somewhere we allow the devil to slip us and flip us, and we'll forget having faith. We have set something to allow the devil to slip in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Praise for. Therefore, at the time a person is prayed for, the answer is as a tangible substance, and food should be thanked. And God should be thanked and praised for. The period between the praying and the actual visual evidence is the trial of faith, which is more precious than gold. Believing God's word is always, praise God, of the five senses, we should believe always on God, Father God. Praise you and thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord God. You know, he said, come into his courts with thanksgiving and praise. That's for everything. Praise God. Thanking God. Thanking God for his presence. Thanking him for his goodness. Thanking him for his mercy. Thanking him for that. You had enough to thank God for. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thanking him. Thanking God is more important than anything else. Praise God. That means that you are relying on God to do what he said he will do. I thank you, Father. I thank you, God, that you never leaves me nor. You never left me alone. God, you with me all the time. God, I am in you and you are in me. I am your servant. I am the one that you fearfully and wonderfully made. There's so much to tell God about. Praise God. And as you do it, God is healing. Praise God. He's taking care of that thing that tries to easily upset you. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. Don't forget about the rest of our shows that come on. Minister Janice Williams on Friday nights at 8 p.m. and Evangelist Zadie Alford on Saturday nights at 7. Praise God. And you're truly right back here again on Sunday. Thank you for being here with me and sharing with me tonight. Praise God. Be blessed. I love you all. I love you all. And I pray that you be healed from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Good night now. Bye-bye.